New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Barola Palacio right across the river from the woods where Granny called up tonight and said she loves smoking the skunky doodle in New York City. Big Apple. Ooh. People just touch the bench, Bridget Travis, gonna find a chicken up, she's the omelet, come around, put the foot, party, her rats on the west side, bed bugs up town. What a mess, this town's a downer. My brain is splattered all over Manhattan, should do that. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Brown sugar, they no longer sing that tune. All right now. You like it, don't you, Carver High? You love a little Mick. I think I'm out because I'm from Keith.
I gotta tell you, you know me, I love music. I'm a big music guy. I never got into the Stones. It just never was my deal.
I forgot you like that Swedish supergroup ABBA.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, how could we forget? How could we forget?
All right, on a serious note, a couple things here tonight I want to talk to you about. One of them is, obviously, we should get this out of the way. The Farrell Ballers cover the 12. It was not 9. It was 12.
It was 12. I figured it was.
Now the new thing is the total in our league, because we put up 70 tonight. And that was on our opener, and we won by 22. And the big fella Coco had 35 and 15 boards and 8 dunks. Like, it doesn't even matter that I played crappy. I missed a bunch of bunnies. It was somebody. Every time I was inside, I got mauled. I was just missing everything. I put a few down. I don't know. I had like 8 or 10, something like that. I should have had 20. I missed so many shots. But I don't matter to me, and you know that. Stats don't matter. Anything. It's just get buckets. Don't complain to the refs. Win in spite of their horridness and win the game. Win the game. Everybody just put the ball in the hole and win the game. That's it. And that's what we did. And then the guy had 35 and 15 boards and like 8 dimes. And then my point guard killer says to me, he doesn't play any defense. He blocked like 6 shots, and he said he doesn't hustle. I said, 35, 15, 8 with 5 blocks. I go, I don't care if he has sex in the middle of the game at one end while we're all at the other end. You will never tell me some guy has 35, 15, and 5 or 8 dimes and 5 block shots. I don't care. No defense. What are 5 blocks? 5 block shots. And he dominated. He scored half our points. We scored 70. He had 35 of them. And the guy wants to tell me he doesn't hustle. I don't care who hustles when you have those kind of numbers. So the Ballers won. And the key now, Carver High, is, you know, the over-under was $120. And the under hit by 2. You know what I mean? It was 70 to 48.
Big cover.
Big cover, but not the we did not go over to Rainbow. So I'm concerned about that. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. There's so many I can't keep track. I'm so sick of saying that every day that I'm gonna like I can't even take it anymore. So welcome to the show and screw everybody that doesn't like it. Okay? You're on the show every day, two shows a day. We all know you're out there. Thank God you're out there. Welcome to the show. Congratulations. Welcome. Welcome for tuning in 6 minutes after we started. So sick of that stupid thing. Anyway, here's the deal. I don't care what anybody says to me. Don't even call me and talk to me about it either. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. Because I say that so much, I say it in my sleep. Do you notice how many times I just let you do it on the TV show? I just can't even do it anymore. I want to kill myself.
Yeah, I've started honestly, to pick up now that I'm pretty much doing it on the TV show.
Honestly, now I do the other thing too with the apps, and I feel like I'm a promotion balloon.
Got to get everyone
anyway,
following.
But God bless everyone. It's always encouraging to know that we're promoting everyone and everything, despite us not being promoted. My 90-year-old grandmother, 90-year-old mother-in-law, how can they only do commercials about all the other shows on the TV? That's what she said to me. I'm like, you want mustard with that? I mean, what are you? That's what she said to me tonight. She's making a sandwich. How can they never run anything about you? They must not like me. I don't know. Do you want mustard with that, Grandma? Granny loves the hoochie coo. Anyway, I wanted to say some things tonight about, and we're going to get into it after the break. But the topic is of goosebumps, really. I got goosebumps when they showed the promo of Wayne Gretzky promoting the NHL on TNT. Did you see that, Carver High?
I did watch it, yes. I saw it on Twitter, and I took my 2 minutes of time, and I watched it.
Honestly, I got goosebumps. I'm surprised I didn't get full wood. I mean, I was an 18-wheeler. I mean, it was a semi. I mean, I got to tell you, there's no one greater in the history of the world. So I'm watching this thing, and it's a promotion about what the NHL has done for Wayne Gretzky and what Wayne Gretzky's done for the NHL. And first of all, when you see him, you're like, oh, my God, it's just
he's like
so terrible getting old.
He's like a wax figure. I mean, you look at him. He's like if you were at that Madame Tussauds and you were walking through the wax museum, and there's Wayne sitting there. Right. That's what he looks like.
And you think I'm beat up and old? I mean, I'm ugly and beat up and old, right? And I look fantastic compared to him. I mean, I look awful. And that guy, I don't know what. How do you describe what he looks? He looks like he's 105. And I'm just sitting there looking at him. I'm like, Jesus, the mileage on his face and those, you know, corn feet or whatever they call them, crow's feet. So anyway, did I say corn feet?
He said corn feet. Yeah, he did. He did say that.
Awesome. But where the crow flies. Rah! Rah! So that's our boy from the Pirates. When the crow flies south.
Rah! Boy, Will Crow.
He's my favorite pitcher in the league. Anyway, so I'm watching this thing, and I'm thinking to myself, because you know I'm a Le Magnifique fan. I'm a Lemieux fan until the day I die. I got Lemieux all over my studio. I'm friends with him. He won't admit that publicly to anyone. I've been friends with him since the day he was drafted, and he was the greatest player that I ever watched on a daily basis, bar none. I only saw Wayne Gretzky like once a year, right? What did they back then play twice? Once home, once away, right?
Yeah.
So I'm twice a year at best. I'm looking at him right now on TV. They got so much makeup on his face. They look like they punched him in the face with a makeup bag. I mean, he's just covered in makeup. and it still doesn't hide his age. And God bless him. I know he lives in the valley, like lives in the desert or somewhere out beautiful. He's got it all. He's got a tan, everything else. But I mean, it's so sad for me to see him old, right? And like he's literally, like his daughter's married to Justin, whatever his name is, Johnson. Is that his name? Anyway, Dustin Johnson, Justin Johnson. Corn Pete. So the thing that I wanted to elaborate on about him is that I always thought Lemieux was the man. Okay, so I never had time for Wayne Gretzky. But as I look back on it and his career, I think he's undoubtedly and unquestionably the greatest player that ever lived. And I know that. I realize that. I the numbers don't lie. Number one all time in everything. He's literally number one in everything. There's no point in discussing it. So I was watching Ovechkin tonight. He passed Marcel Dion to go to number five all time in scoring. He still only has about 10 years to go to catch Gretzky, right? I mean, let's face facts. I mean, do you think he's going to catch him? Honestly.
I think
that's the biggest bet in the world.
I think Ovechkin's going to get Gretzky. I do.
You do?
I think he still plays at a high enough level that I think he can get a couple more 40-goal seasons, maybe even a 50.
How many did he have total all-time?
I will get you that.
Well, I know it's, like, was it 842 or something?
Let me get you the exact. Let me get you the exact numbers here.
Here's his numbers. Gretzky stats, all-time. What records does he hold? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. All of them.
So he's at .894. Okay, so .894 for Gretzky. And Ovechkin had two tonight, which I believe gets him to .732 because he passed Marcel Dion, who had .731.
Right.
They showed a little clip with Dion before. Yeah.
And he had two tonight.
He's going to get him. He's now fifth.
.732 to .894. That is, I mean, you're talking 20 a year for 5 years is 100 goals, right? He's at .732. He has to go to .894. So he's not there with 100.
He needs, this is what he needs.
.832. He needs 160 some goals. And it's going to take 60 more means 5 more years. So you're talking.
He needs two more 40 goal years.
He needs what?
I think he needs to get two more 40-goal years, and then he can coast and get a couple 20s at the end. And
he's not getting 40-goal seasons again.
I think he's 30 at best. I think he will this year. I think he will this year. I think he might get 50 this year. I think this year is his biggest year. He needs to pile on this year. I think he still can get another big year out of him this year.
So, but you know, when you get older, you get injuries.
No doubt. No doubt.
You don't play every single game. Now, I know he does, but that's going
to
end too.
Well, he started to get the nagging injuries too. I mean, he had him at the end of last year, into the playoffs, and there was even question if he was going to play tonight. He wasn't skating at practice. So
That's right. So it's not going to ever get easier. It's only going to get worse. Automatic, guaranteed. When a guy hits that age, it's all over. It's downhill from there. Down the other side of the mountain, he'll admit it. Everyone will admit it. Now, I know everybody wants him to do it. And I just think, and I hope he does. I hope he does for the hockey's sake. That would be great. But I still don't believe it. And I don't think he will. I think at some point he will cool off from scoring goals like Gretzky did. Gretzky, when he played for the Rangers, never scored goals. He just got to the point where he didn't matter anymore. And that's coming right around the corner. And you know what? Malkin has it already, right? Every great player, because Malkin was great. He's going in the Hall of Fame. But he sucks now. He can't even skate. And you know it. And everyone in Pittsburgh knows it. They just don't have the onions to admit it. He's slow as a mule. He doesn't skate anymore. He's got bad wheels. He's out now with knee surgery. He's never going to be great again. It's over. And I think that'll happen to Ovechkin at some point. I don't want it to happen, but I think it'll happen. So that is my point. It's that inevitably, I think that you have to realize how great Gretzky was. 61 records in the NHL. When he played for the Edmonton Oilers, he won 5 cups. I mean, he dominated the game like no other. I know he had a lot of talent on his team. Yari Curry, Coffee, it goes on and on. Tiekkanen, like, he didn't even matter, did he? Tiekkanen, at the end of the day. He really didn't. Like, who were the guys that you thought really mattered that he played with?
That, you know, on just the Oiler teams?
Yeah, like Messier.
Yeah, I mean, it was Gretzky, Messier, Coffee. I think you got to put Curry's probably in that top five or six. I think right. You have to put Curry into that mix.
McTavish.
McTavish as well. I'll give you the one second. There's one guy.
I thought Paul Coffey was the best offensive defenseman I've ever seen.
I agree. 1,000%.
And that guy hauled ass. Like, I've never seen anyone skate like him ever to this day. Did you know that he wore like a size 10 shoe, but he wore a size 7 skate? The guy wore a size 7. He literally broke his foot to put it in a skate because of speed. He just didn't care. It didn't fit at all. His feet were crushed every night in a hockey skate. Did you know that?
I did not.
He never wore a skate that fit him, ever. And I told you I used to drag race with him in Pittsburgh after games and practice. We drag raced together up Washington Avenue on the from the Civic Arena all the way through the tunnel and all the way up to Mount Lebanon. He lived up there. I lived up there. And we'd race. And then the last thing every day he would do at the end of the race was give me the finger. He loved me. He won't admit it either. So I just can't believe, like, when I see this kid at 6 years old on the hockey pond and seeing his face and his little beady eyes, and then to see him turn into a young man and start playing in the NHL, and then to see him win every cup, and then to see him break every record ever, and then to see him get traded and cry, and then to see him play for the Los Angeles Kings to finish his brilliant goal scoring career and go to the Rangers. It's the most unbelievable story in NHL history. All right, for all the mentions, so Gretzky, 50 goals in 39 games. That's a record. He's got 61 records. I don't have time for all that. I'm just going to give you several of them. 50 goals in 39 games. A 51-game point scoring streak. Only Lemieux came close, 46. No one's ever done it. He's like DiMaggio. Three consecutive 200-point seasons. That also will never happen again, ever. Even with MacKinnon, McDavid, Austin Matthews. None of those players, not one, will ever come close to that, including all of them. They'll never come close. I know they keep trying to sell us that those three players are the kingdom come when it comes to hockey. They're the greatest talent in the world. Crosby doesn't even get mentioned anymore. And here's what's going to happen. Never. It's never going to happen. You know why? Because the game isn't the same as it used to be, right? It's impossible. It's impossible for a guy to do it once, let alone three straight years. Okay, so you suck compared to Wayne Gretzky. That's what this segment should be called. You suck compared to Wayne Gretzky. Okay? McDavid, you suck compared to Wayne Gretzky. Okay? Everyone in Edmonton can kiss my ass because they know it's true too. They just don't want to admit it because he's their boy. But guess what? Wayne Gretzky's your lover, not your boy. He's your lover. He's the reason you got all them Stanley Cups up there in the middle of nowhere, okay? In the middle of effing nowhere, okay? In the middle of effing nowhere. For most career points, good luck. 2,857, good luck. Guys have a 25-point season now, and they get paid millions. 25, 30 points get you millions. You know what it is? It's akin to baseball players hitting 220 and getting paid 15, 20 million. Can't even hit. They can't even get the ball out of the infield. They don't know how to do anything. They just get paid tons of money for nothing. I mean, baseball players get paid tons of money and they suck. And they have literally, I don't even know. They call them like the majors. It's the show, right? Show me what? That you can get two hits every 10 times you go to the plate. You suck compared to Wayne Gretzky, okay? Most Hart trophies in a career, 9. No one will even ever win 6, including McDavid, McKinnon, Austin Matthews. Tell me I'm wrong, Carver. Do any of them win 6 Hart trophies?
I'll tell you this. I would bet you that McDavid, McKinnon, and who else do you want to throw in there? Who's the other guy you want to throw in?
Austin Matthews.
Those three guys combined won't win 9 Hart trophies. Combined, they wouldn't win 9 Hart trophies.
That's a great prop bet that you just threw out there. That's better than me saying none of them will win 6. 6 is impossible. 9 is not attainable. Most assists in a career, 1963. Your mother, okay? Yo mama. You have no chance of passing that ever. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, what team you play on, or how hot your girlfriend or wag is. You are not doing that ever. Not wag. One guy in the league. What?
Wag.
Wag Club. We got some new ones today, Carver. The V Club, the Wag Club. Your hot wife can't even get you into that world of 1963 points. You won't even get 63 points. 1963 points by some player in the NHL today. Good effing luck. Most professional goals in a career, 1,072. He played for the Indianapolis Racers. You remember that? Okay. So that's where all those goals come from. In Indianapolis, they don't even know who Wayne Gretzky is. They just pretend like they do. They're like, yeah, he played for the Racers. The only racers they know in Indianapolis are IndyCar racers, okay? You can quote me on that. I'm from Indiana, and I went to Indiana University, and I've been to 13 Indianapolis 500s. Once again, bring out the ass-kissing machine, Carver High. Stupid asses. Most assists in a season, 163. I mean, Joe Thornton was like the best passer in the league, and did he ever have 70? Did he ever have 60? And I love Jumbotron. Most goals in a season, 92. I thought he had 100. I thought he had 100 goal season. I must be, look it up, Carver. I thought he had 100 goal season. Very disappointing to me that you don't support me. Most Art Ross trophies in a career. As a leading point scorer, 10 times. He won that 10 times. Those are all unbreakable. I'm sorry to tell you, you lose. And I just think it's unbelievable. It really is truly unbelievable. I can't even go ahead.
Let me give you the assist first, and then I'll get you the goals. First of all, there's only been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's only been 11 seasons with 100-plus assists, and he has 9 of them. He's got 9 of the 11 seasons with 100-plus assists. Lemieux had one at 114, and Bobby Orr had one with 102.
So what did I say? It was 92 goals? That's
I'm gonna check the goals.
It's the record. It's the record.
I mean, 92. Not even in modern day. Like, the only guy who's come close in the last 20 years was Jumbo Joe, had 96 in 2006.
96 assists?
Yes.
Well, there you go. I was wrong about the number, but I said, did he ever have 70? He had 96. That's even better than I thought.
Yep.
I love
Jumbotron. Yeah, Adam Oates had 97. Yeah, but that's it. That's nobody else has come close.
I'm sorry. No one ever will. You know, they say records are made to be broken unless you're Wayne Gretzky. I mean, when I saw him skating as a kid, that's the one that got me. When they showed me him 6 years old on the lake out in the middle of nowhere and in little skates, and he had a stick in his hand, and he said he started playing when he was 6, and they showed him out on the lake. He could barely skate. He was stumbling around, but he was shooting the puck, and it really is incredible. They showed the same thing today with Austin Matthews' career when he played in Scottsdale as a kid. He was a Coyote fan. He was going to games with that bunk-ass franchise. I mean, bunk ass. Let me tell you something. Everybody in the valley right now, bring it out, Carver High. Roll out the ass kissing machine, because you can kiss my ass if you think that that organization is anything except B-U-N-K. Bunk. I should call them the bunker. You want to go into war? Get in the bunker with Pharrell, because your team is a joke. Your franchise is even worse. And that poor kid was growing up with just crazy, hardworking dad, Mexican mother. And he went over to a Coyote game one day and he fell in love with it. And they said, you know, I'd really think this is cool. Maybe I should sign up and play, you know, in the Coyote youth hockey program. Next thing you know, the kid's on the ice. And next thing you know, he's putting dents in the freezer out in the garage in 120 degree heat. And his dad's, they scored again, the Avalanche. They're making Fleury a B.
Let's go.
It's 3-0. Fleury, they're going to have to yank him in his first game with the Blackhawks.
Get him out of there. As long as we get over
six. I don't blame him. The Blackhawks are playing no defense. All breakaways. So anyway, the kid's putting dents in the freezer, the fridge. Because, you know, kids play in the garage, whatever, shoot into the, you know, they make the dryer, the goal, the little dryer hole. Next thing you know, the kid's out on the ice, you know, pouring in 100 goals in youth leagues. And the next thing you know, he's the number one draft pick in the NHL, and now he's filthy rich. And he's playing for the Leafs, and he's one of the, you know, top three players in the league. And his parents were poor. And now they're rich, because this kid came from nothing. And he gave his family all the money. He's like, here, take this $20 million, and you're good to go. And then he kept the rest, and he's a rock star. But when I watched him as a little kid playing, I was like, that's pretty cool. I used to watch, you know, let's just say when I was with the Thrashers, I watched some of the players' kids. And some of these star NHL players' kids, and their kids have that the feet and hands that they're genetically given from their father, right? Like, I mean, let's face facts. The guy knocks up the woman. She has a baby. Next thing you know, the kid's playing in the NHL in 18 years. You know why? Because daddy played there. Same thing in baseball. Same thing in every sport. And basketball is no different. Any of them. Football, no different. Next thing you know, the kids, I'm seeing them skating and puck handling and shooting and eye-hand coordination, shots through the air, batted down into the goal. That's when you know that you have the goods. When you come from NHL stock, like talent, and Matthews had it. Gretzky, at 6 years old, you could tell that he was in love with it. By the time he was 16, he was playing professional hockey, whatever, in Indy. And then, you know, when he was 18, 19, he's playing in Edmonton. And then, I mean, you do the math. He did it all. I mean, he has won every award. He's been MVP, everything. He's won so much, so many cups, so many international award, gold, everything. He's won everything for Team Canada, won everything for the NHL that you could even offer. He took the crappy LA Kings to the finals. Remember that? And he, you know, they lost to the Canadians, whatever. But everything he ever touched turned to gold. Even the Rangers made so much effing money with him on their team because Gretzky was playing on Broadway. There is no greater ambassador or player in my mind, literally, I'm sitting here right now, in all of professional sports, every sport. See, now that's a great promo. I don't know if everybody heard it down the line, but it was about how we, you know, stick with who you know, who you trust. That's Sports Grid, because everyone else sucks. I mean, they really do suck. And we bring it hard every day so you can just, you know, buckle up with us, ride the lightning. It's an all-night ride. I mean, it is all night, baby. You know the deal. I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down. I mean, it is just us, and then everybody else sucks. It's like Gretzky, and then everybody else sucks. It really is. I mean, honestly, Carver High, and you know what people say, is this guy really going to talk about Wayne Gretzky all night? You know what? Now that you brought it up, I can tell you're bringing it up, the audience. I can feel it in my gizzard. I can feel that you're upset that I'm spending the whole night talking about Gretzky. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk some more about him just because of you. you individually. I know you're thinking that. And you know what? You lose. So when you saw him play, I mean, you just saw him as a Ranger. You were so young, right? Yeah, like, how did you see him play with the Kings?
The Kings. Yeah, definitely Kings. Absolutely.
Kings, Blues, and Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, I missed the Oilers stuff. I mean, I was a really little kid when he was on the Oilers. When he got traded to the Kings, I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And I absolutely remember when he took him to the Cup Final against the Canadiens in 93. I was 13 at that point. And I saw, you know, the end of his career. I saw the last probably 8 to 10 years of his career.
So when he played for the Rangers and you were an Islander fan as a kid, did you hate him?
Yeah. Not particularly, because, like, the one thing, when he was on the Rangers, like, the Rangers kind of sucked. Like, they weren't that good. So it didn't bother me that much. But I thought it was cool that he was playing in New York, because he is the greatest of all time, and it was cool that he was in town.
Did you think at any point, like, this guy's not so great? Or did you realize he was old?
No, I think even when he was old, you could still see the greatness. It obviously doesn't come out as often because he's old, but you saw it in small spurts.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I'm watching this game right now. It is so awful what is happening to the Chicago Blackhawks in Colorado. They're getting just rubbed out. And I feel so horrible for Marc-Andre Fleury. The Flower is just getting absolutely smitten with pucks. I mean, he is getting bombarded. I mean, he's smitten with pucks. He's in love with the puck because he's spending the entire night with a rubber right in his face. And they are playing no defense whatsoever. They even had a timeout already to like discuss how porous they're playing. And they have absolutely no intention of playing defense. And they're at one point, they're getting outshot 16-2. Like, how embarrassing when you have a team with, and Taves is back from being on like death's doorstep. He had like, you know, season long immunity deficiency, like pneumonia. He had the hivy. All I know is he's back and they still suck. They got Kane and Taves. And I mean, they look so terrible in this hockey game. Like, it's embarrassing how bad they are.
It is an absolute firing range by the Avalanche in this first period. It's the shots are 17-3 right now with 5 minutes to go. They're going to have 20-plus shots in this period. The Blackhawks, they look like they're not even on the ice. Like, there's been like 4 or 5 breakaways for Colorado. Like, they're taking every shot they want. Like, you can't even blame Flower for what's going on. It's embarrassing how they're playing in front of him.
So they remind me of the Ballers. Like, tonight we had our first game we hadn't played in 2 years. And no, listen, and the NBA court is so big that you don't realize it when you're standing on the court and you look when the tip-off's starting and everybody's out there for the game and they throw the ball up in the air and you start running. And then literally 2 minutes later, you are so gassed that you can't even breathe. And I was like, I go, come on in. The first whistle, I was out. I went like 3.5 minutes. I almost died. I mean, I literally thought that I was going to drop dead. And I was like, I play basketball more than anyone you know. And I play Saturday, Sundays. I play Monday through Friday. I shoot thousands of shots. Meanwhile, tonight, I couldn't knock down a 10-footer to save my ass. No wonder I train. No wonder I work so hard at my game, because I'm an incredible player. And then I get in a game and I can't hit this broadside of a barn. I mean, in a league game, right? I've averaged 15, 20 points in that league before. But my point of this conversation is that I came out of the game at least 6 times tonight. I was like, because I'm a player, I can ball, I can go, and I can get it on and get it done. And I go to the 10 and finish. And the bottom line is, I was so gassed that I had to come out. I don't care about stats. I want to win. So I'm like, just come in, let's go. Fresh players, fresh. I'm the coach. And the captain, I'm like, let's just keep flushing in and out. It doesn't matter. Stop worrying about your playing time. Stop worrying about stats. Worry about wins. It's a real simple formula in sports. Win the game. Nothing else matters. All the stats in the world, you know, in a rec league of fat guys and old guys and losers, the bottom line is there's a lot of great players in the league and a lot of crappy ones. And none of them matter, and they never will, and you don't get paid to play. So nothing you do matters. But guys are so crazy when they play in this league, they'll just soon kill you than let you score a layup, right? and no foul, you break your neck, break your nose, break your arm, break your leg, blow out your knee. They don't give a damn about anything. And all I know is that's how bad, how winded everyone was tonight after not playing for 2 years, how beat up and gassed and dying and no breathing ability whatsoever. That's what the Chicago Blackhawks look like tonight. They look like a team that's not even getting back at all, ever. Not once in the entire hockey game have they been back on defense. They just all stand around going, I'm not effing doing it. Somebody else do it. I don't care how much they pay me. I cannot skate from end to end. I'm too tired right now trying to catch the Avalanche. That's how embarrassing this game is. And another thing. I have to say this too. I am sick and tired. Sick and tired. I'm up to here with it. I'm sick and tired of the Kraken commercials. I mean, has this league gone all full-fledged porno on the knees for the Seattle Kraken? I mean, you wouldn't think there was another team in the league. The way they just, everything's Kraken. Every commercial, everything. The NHL app's about the Kraken. It's not about the NHL. It's about the Kraken. I am done with all this. Let's all enjoy the Kraken together, okay? I mean, I live in New York City. Carver High's not having it. He's an Islander fan. That's it. He dies for the orange and blue. That's it. It's all over. There's no other. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to root for the Kraken as my West Coast team. You know, shut up. I'm a Penguin fan. So you know what I say? How's my 5 Stanley Cups taste? Porno lips. Okay. Seattle's never won in 5 Stanley Cups. Okay. And this year, I hope they rot in hell and learn the hard way what it's like. You think this is easy coming in this hizzy? And like, you're going to dominate or something? You know, finally, the NHL got it right. Finally. Let's not give a Stanley Cup finalist to an expansion team. I don't care what you say, Carver. I got to earn the right to be there. They don't have one player that's even good. But we're going to sit there and suck up to them every day, all day on TV. The NHL Network is now the Kraken Network. And TNT is the Kraken Network. And ESPN is certainly the Kraken Network. I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if they show them 15 times this year. And meanwhile, they have no players.
National games. A lot of Kraken national games coming up. Oh, especially early.
I already told you the fashion show for their jerseys has gotten rather sugar. It's sugary. It's just, we don't want none of that sweet stuff. Okay, it's sugar. No sweet stuff, sugar. I don't care about your fashion. Okay, your jersey's
pretty. Oh, we got a Blackhawk goal. We got 4 goals in the first period here now, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
I know they scored. I mean, I thought they were literally. I thought it was the only goal they were going to score the whole year. So I need them to come back. You know, that was top shelf. Great slap shot. I think they need to come back and tie this game, and then I'll believe they got a hockey team in Chicago because I still think they suck.
That would be outstanding. That would guarantee me the over.
So that would be great. Only cares about the total. He cares about no one's health, safety, or food intake.
I don't care if anybody who gets hurt, anything like that. As long as I cash a ticket, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. It's all about winning.
So tonight, I came home. When I was at the gym, I drank from a water fountain with cold water for like upwards of 4 straight minutes. I just let it go right into my toes, the water. Then when I got home, I drank 2 large Gatorades like I was at a reefer convention. I was so thirsty. And then I drank a large coffee, and I am now on my 2nd large coffee, and I've got my 3rd Gatorade in the ice right now to my left on my feet. And that one's going to bust out here in about 15 minutes because I usually wait till 10 after 11 to start finishing off my Gatorade for the evening and get off the coffee buzz. The only reason I'm drinking coffee right now is to stay awake at my age, at my frail age. I used to stay up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning, no problem, partying, strip clubs, you name it. And now at like, I mean, I remember like even last night's show at like 10 to midnight, I started seeing double. I did the entire last segment. I don't even remember anything about it. I just wanted to say, I'll see you at 4 o'clock tomorrow and rah, 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 rah. I'm like, good night.
That's pretty much what it was last night.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm right there. I'm right there with
listen,
you.
If I don't, you don't sleep ever with those kids, those maniac kids of yours.
Up
so don't tell me
this morning,
that it's fun for you keeping your eyes open doing the show. Now, listen, if I drink enough, cocaine coffee, I'm on my way. I mean, yeah. I've been chugging coffee so much since I got home from the game. Literally the inner elbow, you know, your inner elbow, not the elbow, but the other side, the inner elbow, where people like shoot up. They're sweating right now. For no apparent reason, I'm gushing from my inner elbows. And I don't know why my forehead isn't sweating. Well, it kind of is a little. There's a little dampness. But I am so dehydrated from playing basketball tonight that I may need, like, literally to breastfeed later. I mean, I'm 56. I may have to hook up to 34C to keep a steady flow of liquid going into my body all night.
Lock it in.
I'm so dehydrated. I'm like a cactus. I'm literally like a cactus. Here's a fight breaking out. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Well done with a rabbit punch. Left, 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 right, left. Haymaker, 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 headbutt. High gouge. I love scrums and cheap shots. So I hit an and one tonight under the basket with a double team on me, and the guy was all over hacking me, fouling me, and I went up and I still rolled it in from the underneath the basket on the side of a little flick of the wrist, George Gervin, and it went in. I got hammered. I turned around and I looked right at the guy, and I was like, and I gave him a hug. He's like, "Don't touch me, bro." And I go, "What's the matter? We're not friends anymore." I go, "You play with me on weekends, we're friends, and all of a sudden you're playing a league game, you're all intense, you don't want nothing to do with me, like I'm the bad guy or something, because I just lit you up. Now all of a sudden you don't want to be my pal anymore, bruh." That's what I said to him. Everyone started laughing at him. I go, "It only gets worse if you want to start going with me. I mean, you want to start going with me, I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to hurt your feelings. I may sleep with your wife, because I'm a nasty mother for relic. Get me going under the low block. I'm going to start talking some shack to your mama. It's Pharrell on a bench." All right, 3-1 abs on, an opener for some of these teams, obviously, tonight. The doubleheader Caps Rangers was an opener. This is an opener. The league, you have to admit, I mean, it is crazy seeing the coverage they're getting on ESPN and, you know, TNT. Now, I have to tell you, our buddy, the Bisser is on TNT.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with that hairdo of his, though. I mean, I got no room to talk about hairdos, but so that's why I just make fun of everybody with bad hair. I don't even know what's going on there, because I knew him when he had, like, you know, barely any hair at all. So he must have, like, done the whole grow, you know, let's go shave our ass and get implants put in. I don't know if that's what it looks like to me. He's got some, like, poodle hair, dude. Did you see it? I'll say it on air because I'm his buddy, and I will make fun of everyone, including myself, on a regular basis. So if you don't like it, go to bed. I mean, the Bisser looks like he's got a poodle haircut. He got a poodle hairdo, and he looked like I think that's ass hair. That is not his hair. I'm telling you, I've known him forever. That is not his hair. Have you ever had one of your buddies go get hair plugs? Have you ever seen him? Like when you catch your buddy and he hasn't been around in a month, like where the hell's Frank? No one's seen Frank for a while. It's because he's got plugs in and his whole scalp is, you know, got sores on it from where they grow them. Right. I'm sitting there looking at the Bisser, and I'm like, "What happened to you, French poodle?" and then Gretzky, it looks like he's, you said it best, Madame Tussaud. And then they got, Weeksy, right? Is he on there? And then they got, and then they got Tockett on there. Who was on that set tonight? I mean, there were so many people on that set, I can't even keep track of it all. They have too many guys doing the game. They got like 5 or 6 guys on the dais. Like, calm down with needing so many analysts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.